Before we get into this episode, I want to invite you to join the community of faith-based storytellers. Yes, Faith Audio Network. Now, Faith Audio Network is our online community designed to sharpen and encourage faith-based storytellers to use their voice and overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So if you know that God is calling you to speak up, if you know that in this season, God is telling you to use your voice, whether that be on stages or launching a podcast or being a guest on podcast or even doing an audiobook or some type of audio experience, then I want to invite you to join this community. To learn more, please visit faithaudionetwork.com. That's faithaudionetwork.com.
Fear is a shapeshifter. Because it is. The minute that you kick its butt, right? The minute I kicked the butt of fear of failure, fear of success showed up. The minute I kicked, fear of success out of the way, fear of connecting, fear of like all these different things started, it shape-shifted. It came at me in a different way. And so in that, I realized one day that it was still really playing a part in my life and even in my relationships. And so God was like, study fear in my word.
Hello, my love, and welcome to another episode of the Faith-Based Storyteller Show, where we sharpen and encourage one another in Christ. My name is Michaela Robertson, and thank you for joining me for another day, another week, and another opportunity for us to walk in the Lord's will for our lives. Now, it's Testimony Tuesday, so y'all know I'm going to bring you a fire storyteller. And not only is she the author of Flaming Arrows, an amazing book that helps women overcome the lies of the enemy, but she is really a sassy assassin or a sassy assassin. I'm going to say that a sassy assassin because she literally fights fear and she fights the enemy with her sassiness. And I love her for it. So today's guest is Charlene Warren, aka Charlie. And here is Charlie's official bio. Now, Charlie is a Christian artist, a writer, an author, a coach, a business coach, and an entrepreneur. Through various struggles in her life, she found her calling helping creatives fight through things like fear, self-doubt, self-sabotage, and become who God created them to be from the very beginning. Now, God has led Charlie on this journey by using all of her gifts and talents. And not only does she post frequently on social media, but she uses her art as this visual addition or this visual act of worship and devotion to God's truth, to God's word. And so I am super excited about this conversation. Like, Charlie is a firecracker and I love her. And I feel like you are also going to love her. So without further ado, here is Charlie. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited to have you. I am so excited that we got a chance to connect because you were one of the most multifaceted people because you were like, oh yeah, I'm an artist and I'm also a coach and I'm also an entrepreneur and I'm also a writer and I also do this thing and that thing. And I was like, I want to see where the common thread is. I want
to see all that comes together.
So before we dive into your story, can you tell us who you are and what God has gifted you to do?
Yeah. So my name is Charlene Warren. I am an artist, a Christian artist. I am a writer. I am what I like to call a Satan sasser, which is basically like I love to help people fight their battles, right? Mm-hmm. With God's truth and stuff like that. And I am a coach. I'm an author coach. A business coach for creatives. And then, like you said, I kind of God has really shown me that I'm multifaceted, that he's made me multifaceted and that he wants me to use all of how he made me. And so that's what I do. I'm also a single mom of three beautiful kids and a chiropractor on the side, I guess you'd say.
I love it. Now, I'm not going to ask you which came first, the chicken or the egg, but I do want to know, how did this journey start?
How did it start? As far as the coaching business, you mean, or just my business in general?
Your business and you. Where did Me. It all
Okay.
start?
Okay. So my testimony, basically. So I was raised in a church, right? Mm-hmm. I was raised in a church and from a very young age, had accepted Jesus as my savior. And all of that. I was raised by a single mom as well. And that came with its usual struggles. Mm-hmm. And in the process of all of that, I came from a dad who actually abandoned our family. And so that affected my relationship with God for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't say that I wasn't like a bad kid. Like I didn't pull away completely. I knew that God was there, but I didn't have a relationship with him for a period of time. I'd say between like high school and 25 years old.
Okay.
And then I'll just say in 2015, there were some pretty big events in my life that brought me back to him and brought me back to him in a way that, has truly built a relationship with him, right? Completely different than just growing up knowing about him and things like that. Like learning to make him an everyday, a part of my everyday life. I call him my captain, right? Like he's the one who gives me every step in my life and in my business. And so through that, I've just leaned into him ever since then. And he has taken me on a crazy ride of my life. So yeah, that's the basics. The theme that he's really given me through my life is making beauty from ashes. Every struggle I can look back and I can see where he's been leading me and the way he's been growing me through it and stuff like that. And so now I get to help people battle through the same stuff, you know?
Absolutely. So before we dive into the fight, because I want to talk about the fight, but we're going to leave the fight for the second half. I want to learn more about this Satan assassin. So we're going to dive into that one.
Awesome. Awesome.
But you being so gifted, you are a beautiful artist. So can you tell me where that initially was sparked? Where have you been painting, drawing since a kid? Did God give you this? Was it like you woke up from a dream and all of a sudden you had this gift?
Right.
How did that start? And then
I'm so glad you asked this.
Coaching?
I'm so glad you asked this because this is one of my favorite God stories, to be honest. I was in, I'd always been artistic, right? Like I was always drawing in high school. I was always drawing as a kid. Like he made me artistic. Right. But painting came about actually during a really, really tough time in my life. I have a mom who is undiagnosed bipolar. She struggles with mental illness. And it was one of those times where she kind of had a break and she was really kind of coming after my family. And I recognized there was this night where my pastor knocked on the door. And because she was making threats and things like that, like I felt this like this reaction. And I was like, man, I need an outlet for this. Like I had been praying and I had been doing all the things, but I could feel it physically affecting me, you know? And so I thought I need an outlet for this. And so I had always wanted to paint. It was something that I'd always been interested in. But I sat down one day and this incredible thing came out. Like when I talk about my paintings, like it is not me. Mm-hmm. I never learned how to do that. I never learned how to mix those colors or make those mountains look like that or anything. But what I will say about my painting is that he really did take a horrible situation, you know, and make beauty from it, like literally. And so that's kind of where my journey in like looking for my calling started because I could feel it. I was like, I can't not use that thing that he's given me. I didn't even know I had it in me, you know, but he can use me through this. And so I started painting and really started painting on a regular basis at one point. And through all of that, I actually fought things like fear. Like I always say I was the artist that like collected canvases because I would sit down and I was so scared to screw it up that I would just do nothing. You know, and so I had all these blank white canvases and just stopped. Like the enemy really used fear against me in a lot of ways. And so since then, I've learned how to battle it and all of that. And that has become one of my biggest passions is helping people battle fear because the enemy loves to do that. Mm-hmm. He loves to lay that on thick. Right. When we're about to level up or step into our calling. And so I have this enormous passion for helping Christians to fight through that, you know, and kick his butt, man, kick his butt. There is so much in the Bible about fear that we can fight him with. And so I'm actually working on writing a book as we speak that'll come out this year called Fighting Fear. And it's a 31-day devotional on that very thing, fighting fear with biblical truth. So I'm excited. Yeah.
Okay. So look, I said I was going to wait to dive into the fight, but we might as well go ahead and dive into the fight. So you have the Fight Club. You are so passionate about fighting fear. You have a book coming out, Fighting Fear.
Yes.
Tell me where that fight started.
Oh, I love this so much. It's kind of built into my personality, first of all. Like, God made me sassy. I mean, honestly, he just did. He made me sassy. It's always been a kind of part of my personality, you know? But because of the various things that I've been through in my life, you know, growing up without a dad, growing up with a single mom that struggled with mental illness. I mean, I feel like I've had to be a fighter, right? I feel like I've had to be, I've had to learn to, like, those moments where you're down on the mat and you're beaten. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to get up off of that mat, right? And so I feel like I've really been able to do that through my life. So I've kind of got this fighter spirit to begin with. And I think it is so vitally important that we recognize the way that God has made us unique, right? It is so vitally important because he's made us all unique to do something, right? There's something out there with our name on it that's going to give him glory. And we were built and made to do that very thing. And so in figuring out how I was going to do this business and how I was going to help people, I had to recognize that was part of how he made me is the fighter, right? And there's so many people out there. You know, I used to pray, God, break my heart for what breaks yours, right? Because I knew my calling laid somewhere in that, right? There was some kind of thing that breaks his heart that I was made to help fix, right? Mm-hmm. And so I prayed that for so many years. And one day he was just like, what breaks my heart is my children, those people that I have designed to do a thing that let life and the struggle and depression and anxiety and fear and all these things get in the way. And then they're just living to survive. They're not doing the thing I made them for, right? And so I'm like, there it is. That's what gets me up in the morning, right? Is doing that. And so I am passionate about telling people, like, you're a fighter. You might be down on the mat right now, but you can get up, you know? And that's the first step. And then once you've done that and you surrender it all to him, then guess what? He gets to use you to help other people with the very thing that put you on that mat to begin with, you know?
Charlie, it's so funny. As you're talking, right? I'm a visionary. So when people tell me their stories, I literally see visions. Yeah. But I literally see this vision of you in the ring.
Yeah.
With the hat on, the mat, the cap on, with the mouthpiece in your mouth.
Yep.
And I see the Lord as your trainer, like, you're gonna get back up, you're about to go back out there, you're about
That's
to make
right.
it happen. And then I see him fighting through you. So totally. When you get up and go back out there, it's not even you fighting, it's him fighting.
Right. It's totally him fighting. Woo, I got the chills with that one. That's awesome. That's really awesome. That is how he made me, you know. And then the Satan sassing thing, like, some people bristle at that, right? Because we get so afraid of the devil that we're like, oh, don't take him on. Don't poke at him. Right. And I don't have that attitude at all. I'm like, right now the devil's got the world, right? We live in a very dark place and he is just wreaking havoc. And so, we need people with that fighter spirit. That's like, not today, Satan. You don't get to win this battle. You know, it's actually already been won. Right.
That's so good.
And that came from actually a pastor I had a number of years ago. And he was an exhorter. He was such an encourager. Right. And it was right after that movie, The War Room came out. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but War Room is fantastic. Yes. Right. And there's that scene where she gets, like, she walks around her house. She just starts yelling at him. She just starts going at him. Right. And that struck me, like, right in my spirit. Like, that touched that sassy part of me. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, he goes, you know what? Sometimes you just have to get sassy with Satan. And I was like, whoo, that is me. Like, that's 100% me. And so over time after that sermon, I became known as the Satan sasser, because that was my favorite thing. I would recognize that he was active in my life and I'd go, nope, You don't get to win today, you know? Exactly. And so I'm passionate about teaching other people to do the exact same thing, you know?
I love that. Love yeah. Satan. I get Satan. I get Satan with Satan too. So it's, I love
that's awesome.
This.
Good for you.
Love this. When it comes to fighting, right? Yeah. So you are a coach. You help yeah. people fight fear. You help them fight depression, anxiety, all the things that knock us down on the mat to begin with. Mm-hmm. But for those who are fighting and don't even know they're fighting, yeah. what advice or wisdom do you have for them when it comes to recognizing the fight?
Yeah. So one thing that people don't realize is like things like fear, things like anxiety. You know, it's so funny that we're doing this right now. We're having this conversation. My daughter this morning she's 10 years old. The sweetest thing you'll ever meet, right? And lately she's been fighting anxiety and she has no idea where it's coming from, right? And so I got her out of the car this morning. She didn't want to go to school. And I just started speaking truth, right? Mm-hmm. Like I started telling her, like, you were not given a spirit of fear. You know, you were not. And I pointed it out to her what was going on, right? Sometimes we don't realize that. But I told her, I said, honey, fear, anxiety, that does not come from God. Mm-hmm. He doesn't put those things on us, mm-hmm. you know? And so you have to recognize who you're fighting right now, honey, you know? And you have to recognize that the enemy that you're fighting, this isn't God putting this on you. And if it's not God, then you have to go the opposite direction of it, you know? And so I think recognizing him is the very first step, you know, knowing that fear, anxiety, self-doubt, self-sabotage, right? None of that has to do with God at all. And in fact, it questions our very identity in Jesus. And so that's where we start. We start in our identity, right? Like, where are you getting your identity from? Are you believing what Jesus says about you, what God says about you, or are you believing what the world says about you? You know, you have to start with that firm foundation of having an identity in Christ, you know?
When did you discover your identity in Christ?
Oh, man. To be perfectly honest, I discovered it in 2015 when I walked back in that church. I didn't start living in it because there's a difference, right? Mm-hmm. You can say all day long, oh, I'm a child of God. Mm-hmm. But you have to start living like it. You have to start letting it be who you are and let it become who you are. And you have to start making choices out of it and all of that. And I would say that's happened over the last 2-3 years of my life. We were talking a little bit about this before, but being an artist, I did a mentorship with a guy named Noah Elias. He's fantastic, Christian artist and a really amazing mentor. Mm-hmm. And I did a seminar with him. And at the end of it, he had us pray like, you know, lay everything out on the altar. And so I did, I prayed this prayer that was like, take my family, take my home, take everything that I have, you know, take my gifts, take everything and use it for your purposes. And then everything started falling apart in my life, you know? And, what I looking back, he was dismantling everything that I had put together myself, you know? And so, with that being said, like I lost everything. I lost my belongings. I lost my family. I lost, you know, all of it. And the beauty of that is that all I had was him. Praise Jesus. I still had my kids, but all I had was him as far as like who I was going to lean on and who I was going to rely on. Mm-hmm. There were moments after becoming a single mom that I had $1.49 in my bank account and I had to just trust and believe that he had it. Mm-hmm. I'm his. And he wants good things for me, right? So I discovered my identity in 2015. I started living out of it probably over the last 3 to 5 years of my life when things got really hard. And he helped me. He taught me so much about who he is and himself and how he's going to take care of me that I was actually able to own that identity, you know, and start making choices and living out of it.
Absolutely. Okay. I have so many questions. Since we're talking about fight, I will focus on fight for now and then I'll shift gears. But since we're talking about the fight, how do you discern whether you're fighting the enemy or fighting yourself?
That is a really good question. And that's a hard one. Okay. That's a hard one. So the enemy When it comes to, I think it's a combination of both, to be honest, most of the time. And it's a combination of both because he is only as powerful as we let him be in our life,
So true.
right? He is only as powerful as we let him be. Meaning, if you're sitting there saying, oh, I'm scared of this, so I don't want it, and you're being timid in something that God is asking you to step forward into, right? You're giving him way too much power. You're giving the fear that he's using against you way too much power. You know, when it comes to identity, you're a child of God. You don't have to be afraid, right? And so you have a choice in that moment. Am I going to choose my identity in Christ and live out of that, or am I going to choose what I'm hearing whispered in my ear that's stopping me, right? And so I think it's a combination of both. I think that he likes to tell us all kinds of things, and that's the number one place he will go, is to our mind. And so we have to be so careful what we're listening to, what voice we're listening to. And that includes people in our life, right? He likes to use people in our life too to hold us. And so you have to be very careful what voice you're listening to, and what you're standing on as your foundation. You know, we give him way too much power. And the key is to just take control of that. If God is telling you to move forward, scared or not, you do it anyway. You choose obedience, and that kicks the devil's butt right out of the picture.
You are speaking my language. I am loving
Awesome.
it.
Good.
With the Fighting Fear devotional, what does this look like? It's a 31-day devotional. What does it look like to fight fear over the
Right.
course of 31 days?
So it looks exactly like my own journey, to be perfectly honest. So this was actually something he told me to do a really long time ago. He told me to write this book, but I think he had a lot more to teach me. And so recently he really brought it back to me because I realized that fear was still acting in my life, and it was just in a different way, right? I have another book called Flaming Arrows, that's basically like the ways that the enemy likes to attack us as women when it comes to stepping into our calling or who we're designed to be. And that's a little deeper dive into these things. But one of the chapters is actually called Fear is a Shapeshifter. Because it is. The minute that you kick its butt, right? The minute I kicked the butt of fear of failure, fear of success showed up. The minute I kicked, fear of success out of the way, fear of connecting, fear of like all these different things started, it shapeshifted. It came at me in a different way. And so in that, I realized one day that it was still really playing a part in my life and even in my relationships with my kids, even. I mean, fear is a jerk. But I realized that it was still playing a part in my life. And so God was like, study fear in my word, right? And he brought that book that I had already started writing to my mind again. And I was like, God, take this study and turn it into that book, you know? And so he's done that. He has shown me the coolest stuff when it comes to, like you look at the Old Testament. The Old Testament has some brave people in it, man. Like some really brave people in it. People that
Absolutely.
like are my little, problem with filling a canvas is nothing compared to filling Moses's shoes, right? I mean, there are some crazy brave David. I could write a whole book on David and his, his bravery, but yeah. So fighting fear is it's every chapter is about 4 or 5 pages. And then there is some deep, it's called dig deeper questions at the end. And then there's what's called pro tips, which is like when it comes to fighting fear and actually busting through it, you have to take action. It is not just about reading a bunch of words and, and agreeing with them and thinking, oh, I'm going to do that tomorrow. No, it is about actually stepping forward. And so the pro tips have everything to do with action and doing something to actually fight fear. The premise of the book is basically like everyone has an it, right? Everyone has an it, something that God is calling them to do, whether that is talking to your coworker about Jesus, whether that is, having a tough conversation with somebody about Jesus, whether that is painting a painting or writing a book or whatever. I
Raising
work
kids.
right, exactly. But everybody's called to something, whether you found it yet or not, everyone's called to something. So I refer to your it a lot throughout the book, like really just encouraging people to step forward in what the it is that God's calling them to do, you know?
Hey there, storyteller. I just want to interrupt this episode really quick to let you know that Faith Audio Network is now open. Faith Audio Network is our community for storytellers like you, storytellers who listen to podcasts like this, storytellers who know they have a voice and they know that God has given them a powerful gift to be able to go out and speak for Him, to give Him glory. So if you know that you are interested in joining a community that is going to hold you accountable, that is going to pray with you, that is going to intercede on your behalf, and that's going to sharpen your faith, this is the community for you. To learn more and to register, please visit faithaudionetwork.com. That's faithaudionetwork.com.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, let me know when the book comes out, okay?
Yes, I will.
Let me know when the book comes out, because I'm excited about this book. Now, I want to shift gears, but still focus on what we're talking about. So we're talking about the fight, and we talked about fighting fear. But you have an interesting background in chiropractic medicine. Now, I know a lot of people may not believe in chiropractic medicine, but I am curious how fear shows up in the body.
Oh, wow. Wow. You just made a connection that I've never even thought about. But it's pretty easy to answer because I've been doing this for a really long time. Fear wrecks us. It really does. It wrecks us. Like, if somebody is living with fear and anxiety and those kind of things, their shoulders are the tightest I've ever seen. It's so hard to get in there. Their body becomes their like a fortress, right? And it's really, really hard to get in there. And that, here's the thing about that, man, you just opened up a whole. Here's the thing about that. You know, I was just actually working on a patient yesterday because I have my group of patients that like won't let me go. So I still see a group of people out of my home, but I was just talking about this, this kind of the same thing with a patient yesterday. She's having a hard time accepting the grace of God, right? She's brand new Christian, but she's having a hard time accepting the grace of God. And that is like so key when it comes to having a relationship with Him, but it's fear-based, right? It's all fear-based. She doesn't have the greatest relationship with her dad. He's hurt her. She hasn't had the greatest relationship with men. They've hurt her, right? And so she is fearful of connecting and being open with God. And I've been there. I've totally been there, you know, but I will tell you, her shoulders were like this fortress yesterday. Like they were so, so tight and so, and they're giving her headaches and like all of this stuff, you know? And so the fortress not only happens in our body, but it happens in our heart too, when it comes to fear, you know? And so, that's how it comes out. It fear permeates so much, you know, it really, really does. And so you got to recognize it and kick it to the curb where it belongs.
Yeah. It's so funny how, like, I know I just made this connection for you, but I made the connection myself just listening to you. I was like, oh my gosh. Cause Proverbs 3 talks about trusting in the Lord with all your heart, not leaning on your own understanding, acknowledging Him in everything, you know, direct your path. But then it goes to say, do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and turn away from evil, because it'll be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones.
Totally.
And I'm like, so fear is totally showing up in our body to the point where we have to have trust to heal the fear.
Yeah.
And so I know in chiropractic medicine, you make adjustments. And I feel like spiritually, we have to make adjustments.
Oh, 100% every single day. Whoa, look at that. God agrees. we do. We have to make adjustments every single day. That's why we have to renew our mind and truth, right? And it's interesting that you talk about the fear of God. Like, that when you really study fear, and this is in my book as well, when you really study fear, there are multiple meanings of fear in the Bible, right? There's fear of God. And that is like a holy reverence, a respect, right? And that is a good kind of fear. We should have respect and reverence for God, right? But then there's the other kind of fear. And if you look at the roots of the word fear in the other instances in the Bible, it actually means timid, right? And like, how many of us get opportunities and we're like, I don't know, what if that doesn't turn out right? Like, what if nobody likes my gift? What if I you know, launch this workshop and nobody likes it. What if I go on this podcast and I trip over my words, right? And we all hesitate. Yes. And that is what I like to help people fight. You know, the interesting thing is though, if we have fear of God and we have reverence and we have respect for him in our lives, then that like completely kicks the other kind of fear out. Right? Yeah. We can have faith in him and we can trust that he's leading us to good places and not bad, you know?
Yeah. So good, Charlie. So good. So good. I'm here for it. I love this. I love all of this. Okay. So I'm curious. Okay. I feel like I'm all over the place.
That's okay. You're doing great.
I'm going to stick with fear and then we'll go back to the other question. Within your book, Flaming Arrows, you help mm-hmm. women overcome the lies of the enemy in order to step forward into what God is calling them to do.
Yep.
What does that look like? What are the flaming arrows that are constantly mm-hmm. thrown at women yep. particularly that we all may struggle with and need to overcome?
Right. The first one, the very first chapter of my book talks about identity. The enemy loves to go after our identity because if we don't know who we are in Jesus, if we don't have that foundation, he can tell us anything and we have nothing to measure it against. And women in particular, that's extra hard because we have the world telling us so much about ourselves through comparison traps, through, you know, you had social media on top of the deal and we're in trouble. You know, if we don't know who we are and we don't know you know, what to measure against. So identity is one of them. Worth is another. And that kind of plays into each other, mm-hmm. you know, but, there was this one day, I'll share this little story with you out of my book. There was this one day that I was driving down the road and, I was struggling with something that day. So it really caught my attention. I drove down the road and I see this couch sitting on the side of the road. It's like beat up and stuff like that. And it's got a free sign on it. Right. And I could feel God doing something, like my mind started going and I was like, all right, but I knew I didn't have the rest of the pieces of the puzzle yet. Right.
Okay.
Then I would drive a little bit further down the road and I was like, okay, I saw this truck on the side of the road and it was an old beat up farm truck. Right. But it had a price on it and it said, or best offer. Right. And I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, that's cool. Still don't know what it means, but that's cool. Then I get home hours later and I get on Facebook on Marketplace and I see this like hot rod, right? And it's this beautiful, like Chevy hot rod, red car, had obviously had so much poured into it. And it said a really, really hefty price. And then it said non-negotiable, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, there it is. There it is right there. How do we view ourselves, right? How does God view us? God sees us as a hot rod, man. We are non-negotiable. Right. But a lot of times, like we honestly live like that beat up couch that has zero worth. Right. And so it kind of, he loves to go after that. He likes to make us feel like we're the beat up couch and not the hot rod. But Jesus said we're the hot rod when he died for us on that cross, you know? And so that's another way. There's other ways. Our courage, he goes after our courage, you know, mm-hmm. and that's the fear piece. He loves to go after our patience. And God's still writing that chapter. I haven't written that yet, but the enemy loves to make us feel rushed. He loves to make us feel rushed and not depend on God's timing, but God's timing is vital, you know, and trusting in that timing is vital. And so there's more to be written. There's more to come with that book, but it's a powerful one. God is writing that book through and through. And it's a Satan sassing book, all, you know, at the core, it's a Satan sassing book.
I am here for it. I love it. And when you talked about worth, that I feel like I got to go do some journaling after this, Charlie, because I'm like, whoo, am I free? Am I
right?
Best offer or am I non-negotiable? But I think that translates also into like business. Like,
oh, totally.
How are you giving your gifts away?
Exactly. See, you just nailed it. That's actually a podcast because I have actually dabbled in podcasting as far as like wanting to do one. Mm-hmm. I started it and like was all gung ho and God was like, I want you to do other things. Right. But I have a podcast actually recorded about that like when it comes to your gifts, the Bible actually says that you're to get paid for it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so many people are just like, here, I don't feel valuable, so I'm going to give it away for free. And You can't do that. Like, how are you going to sow into the kingdom, right? If you're giving away your gifts like that couch, you know, you have to recognize that those gifts were given to you by God. And so they're valuable, you know? And so, yeah, that's a whole other podcast, but, but it does, it totally translates into life and business, you know?
This is so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to jump over into artistry.
Yes.
Back into artistry, painting, writing, even some of the coaching space. What is for painting particularly, you kind of shared your journey with how you began painting, but knowing that God created the heavens and the earth, where do you draw your inspiration from? Like, I see this beautiful painting behind you with the cross, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I'm just like, where does her inspiration come from?
1000% him. Like, I'm not even kidding. I know that sounds like the typical Christian thing that you would hear, but 1000% him. So every time I start a painting, I usually have no idea what I'm going to paint. They're not after any, like, I'm not looking at a picture or anything like that. It's a moment of worship for me. When I start painting, I turn on my praise music that gets me here, you know, and I just go, okay, God, what do you want to do? I've actually painted at worship nights in front of, and that was part of me battling fear is, you know, I started painting in front of people, and just letting him take control of it. And the more I saw what he could do with my yes, even though I was terrified up there, the more I started to trust that, like, I can push through fear. This doesn't have to have control of me, you know? But it's like a download. I start with a pretty sunset in almost everyone, actually, except for that one. That was painted on Easter. I painted that on Easter, and I was thinking about how right after, you know, right after he's crucified, the sky fills with clouds, you know? And it was, but what you can't see in that picture actually is there's three footsteps that are walking away from that cross. And that's part of a series that honestly is like a whole other podcast about like accepting failure. And because those footprints actually came out of a painting where I thought I screwed it up. And I looked and after walking away from this painting destroyed because I thought I messed it up with a black paint smudge, I look at it a different day. I looked at it and I was like, that's footprints. Like, that's totally footprints. The mistake that I thought I made, the failure that I thought I was, he turned it into like the whole point of the painting. And now a painting series where I add these footprints walking away from the tomb or the cross or whatever. And so
I'm curious. So,
yeah, the inspiration is him. What's that?
Is the three significant of God the Father?
I have zero idea. I have zero idea. That's how it turned out the first time. I don't know. I have zero idea why three, but I'm sure he'll connect those dots at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Maybe. There you go. There it is.
I don't know.
That could be it. Yeah.
Well, I love it. Charlie, where can people find you? Where can they connect with you? Where can they learn more about the amazing work that God is doing through you?
So I have a website. It's www.charlenewarren.com. And I am currently adding some things to it. So if you go to it today and it's not completed, it's because it's in the works, but it's going to be completed shortly. I'm adding the art aspect. Lately, God has been like, you know what? You're a coach. Yes, I totally made you that way, but you're also an artist and you need to bring that in and you need to start working with other artists and things like that. So that's where that redevelopment is coming on in on my website. And then I have an Instagram page. It's at C Warren Coaching. Okay. And then I'm also on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. And then the Fight Club is brand new and something I'm so incredibly excited about. It's a place for creatives because creatives are made different. We just are. We're wired different. We have different brains. We have different struggles. Mm-hmm. And so God has made me a creative. And so I can relate to those people. And so it's for creatives. It's a space for creatives who are fighting things like that, fighting things like fear, self-sabotage, self-doubt, comparison trap, all of that. And we can fight our battles there with truth and support each other. So the Fight Club is a new group on Facebook that I just put together and I'm so stoked to see what God does with it. I am.
I love it. I can't wait to see all of these men and women in the ring
Yep,
Got
right?
it. As there, I know you call him your captain, but that's your trainer. Like, I see it as
Right,
a
totally.
trainer.
I love that. I love
I
that.
love it. Well, before I let you go, Charlie, I have a few questions. To first starters, you're here on the Faith-Based Storyteller Show. Our motto is "As iron sharpens iron, one story sharpens another." So, how are you sharpening the people in your life?
Oh man. So this is the cool part about the coaching business that I do, is that I get to sharpen people for a living. And it's the biggest blessing I have ever been given besides my children. It really is. I get off of some of these Zoom calls with clients, where I'm actually, whether it's through art, whether it's through writing, whatever it is, I get to work with these people and getting their God story out there. Right? Because even artists, I tell them, like, you have a story, and that's how you're going to sell art. You have a story about God. Share that with people, you know, and use your art to draw attention to that. And so I do, I have this business where I get to help other people get their stories out there. I do author coaching. Part of what I do is marketing. And so I teach them how to market their books. And so I get to do that for a living. I get to do iron sharpening iron. And it is the coolest thing that I could ever have imagined.
I love it.
Really.
I feel the exact same way. Like,
Yeah.
get to tell stories for a living. Like, I get to
Yep.
hear what God is doing in your life. I love
I
it. I will
know,
sit here and
right?
do it all day long and be
I
on Zoom
know.
calls for 24 hours a day if I could.
Totally, I agree.
Absolutely love it. Now, I'm going to walk you through our story method. We've heard your personal story. We've heard some of the amazing testimonies from some of your clients and how the Lord is moving through them. And so I'm curious, your story method. So, Faith-Based Storyteller Show, we have a method. Our story stands for strength, technique, obstacles, relationships, and why. So, for starters, what is one of your God-given strengths?
Being a fighter, being a
Absolutely.
fighter, be having, there's something that happens in a person when they are able to get up off the mat. When they're beaten, there is something in that process of getting up. There's an inner strength, and God gave me that. You know, I want that. I also, when I don't have it, get to lean on Him to pull from it. But being a fighter, I mean, honestly, that's one of the things that I think, He's given me that's honestly gotten me through life, you know?
I love it. What, as far as the T in our story method is technique, what is something that God has gifted you to teach? I mean, you have many different things,
Yeah,
but
right.
something that God has gifted you to teach.
You have another hour. I mean, so marketing is one. Marketing is one. I'm really good at teaching creatives, authors, artists to bring what they do into the online space, right? I'm passionate about the fact that, like, the internet, social media, all of that is a really dark world. And so we all need to be just throwing our gifts at it, you know? And so that is one thing that I'm really good at teaching people. I'm also really good at teaching them how to recognize the enemy. And God's given me all of that. I hate to say, like, I'm really good at this. It feels like I'm like stroking my own ego, but God's made me good at that for a reason, you know?
I'm curious, what is God teaching you in this season of life?
Discipline. Discipline. That's an easy one to answer. He has been teaching me so much about discipline and how, like, if there's an area, I'm actually about to make a post about this today. If there's an area in your life that you are unhappy with, put a discipline around it. If there's an area in your life where you feel weak or what that you want to change, put a discipline around it. You know, if you are struggling with your weight and your self-confidence, go to the gym every day, go for a walk every day, do something that is a discipline, because we are not always going to have motivation show up in life. We're not. We have to be disciplined. We have to be disciplined to get in our Bibles every day if we want our minds to work right. We have to be disciplined to eat the right things if we want the output of our bodies to be good. I mean, you name it, there's a discipline for it. And honestly, I'll be perfectly honest, there's another book coming with that,
I was about to
about
say, that's a
that.
whole book,
Yeah.
Charlie. That's a
Yeah.
whole,
Exactly.
either that needs to be part of the devotional, the discipline devotional,
Yeah.
or it could be a discipline. That's a
Yeah.
whole book.
It is. It's a whole book. Yeah. I'm trying to finish the other two first, but that one's coming for sure. Yeah. So he's been teaching me discipline in this season for sure, and how effective it can be. I didn't start getting things done in life until I became disciplined, you know? So, yeah.
That's so good. I'm actually on that journey as well, disciplining myself to do the things that God told me to do when He told me to do it instead of postponing it and then also
Right?
consistently. So, yes, I appreciate that we are on this same path together.
Yes, we are.
All right. So, the O in your story method is obstacles and overcoming. So, what is an obstacle you've recently overcome through Christ?
Oh man. Fear. Honestly, fear is one that I think I'll always struggle with on some level. It's an area where the enemy knows he can get to me, but I keep doing bigger and better things, right? And I keep taking bigger chances. And that is because God has taught me how to overcome it, you know, and to push into things scared or not. There was a period of time where I would have rescheduled this podcast. I would have gotten all up in my head about like, this is a stranger and they're going to be videotaping me. And like, I would have just bailed. I seriously, but he has really helped me to overcome, that, you know, hesitating in those moments of fear. And then I mean, if you look at the last 5 years of my life, goodness gracious. I went from like literally losing everything to having this business that God has. And so he has grown my faith so tremendously to where I don't freak out anymore about the small stuff. Like I just don't, you know, there's no point. He's got it. And I believe that in my heart, you know?
I love it. As far as your R in the story method, it's relationships. What does building a relationship with God look like for you?
Oh, making him your captain. Honestly, like there was this period of time where I was really struggling financially being a single mom. And I was driving down the road to go to the gym to practice a discipline. And I saw this verse at this church, and it was the you know, in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight. And because I was dealing with finances at the time, I applied it to that. And I was like, you know what? I don't acknowledge him. I don't ask him how much should I put in my gas tank. I don't ask him, should I buy this? I don't acknowledge that he's the one in charge of my finances and actually ask, you know? And so I started doing that, and my finances completely changed, completely shifted. And so asking him, ask, like, involve him in your business choices, involve him in your choices regarding your family and your kids and all of that. You have to be praying. You have to be talking to him. You have to be, and not just talking to him. I recently had this conversation with somebody where there's a difference between consulting God and connecting with him. There's a big difference. You know, there's a huge difference between connecting with him and consulting with him. And at one point, I was consulting with him. I was saying, okay, God, how much do you want me to put in my gas tank? Okay, God, what do you want me to do about this? Okay, God, can you please take care of my kids? Right. I was talking to him all day. I was consulting with him all day. But in those moments where I was struggling, I wasn't going, you know what, God, I'm in a season of waiting and I'm tired of it. Like I wasn't being vulnerable with him. I wasn't connecting with him and actually like laying it on the table honestly and transparently, you know? And that's where you really start connecting with God, you know, and having a relationship with him is when you can get real with him, you know?
You are a storyteller. You are a
That is all
storyteller.
him, man, because he's given me the stories, you know?
Praise God. Okay, my final question for you, Charlie, is the why in your method. Why do you do all the amazing things that you do?
Oh man, the why. The why is all about that thing that breaks his heart. The why is all about that thing that God, you know, told me breaks his heart. I wake up in the morning and I do what I do in my business and all of that. Of course, my kids, you know, of course, my kids. But when it comes down to it, the biggest reason is that there are tons of people out there that are not living in who God designed them to be. They aren't. And it is heartbreaking. They are living on the streets. They are wrapped up in drugs. They are doing all kinds of things that are making this world dark, you know? And so my why is battling that for the kingdom of God. That's my why. Teaching
Amen.
people to be fighters and teaching people to fight through things that the enemy will lay on them to get in the way of their calling, you
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlene Warren. Thank you,
know?
Charlene. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for fighting the good fight, for running the race, for allowing yourself to just embrace every single God-given gift and talent and skill and put it out there in the world so that you can help. So that you can help others from heartbreak, but so that you can also prevent God from further heartbreak when it comes to his people. Like, thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
It is all him. That's all I'm going to say. It's all him.
All righty, my loves. Wasn't that amazing? Wasn't it amazing? Now, she really got me when she was talking about consulting with God versus connecting with God, because I was like, ooh, that's good. Because a lot of us, and I can only speak for myself, like, I am guilty of sometimes just consulting with him, like, hey, what do you want to do with this? Instead of really connecting, like, hey, this is how I feel. So you said that you was going to do this, and I believe you, and I trust you, and I have faith that you're going to do it. That consulting versus connecting piece, that was good. And then also when she talked about knowing your worth, and she told us the story about the couch and the beaten up truck with the best offer and the fire red hot cracker, the fire red car that was like non-negotiable. That alone, I was like, ooh, okay. All right, Lord. All right, Lord, you're speaking to me. I need to hear this. I know this is for me. But I absolutely love that conversation with Charlie. I hope that you did as well. If you want to connect with her, make sure you visit the description box or the comment box below. All of her links and ways to connect are going to be located there, as well as her social media handles, all the works. But I absolutely love you guys being here. If you want to connect with other storytellers like Charlie, join us in Faith Audio Network. It's a free community. Why not? Come on over. Who knows if it's going to be non-negotiable at some point. But for now, we're free. But come on over. Just be around fellowship, network with other faith-based storytellers. You don't have to have just a podcast. You know, it's Faith Audio Network for a reason, because God is giving each of us a voice. So I invite you to join Faith Audio Network. All you have to do is visit faithaudionetwork.com. That's faithaudionetwork.com. And until next time, my loves, always remember, God loves you, and so do I. Talk to you in the next episode. Bye.